Well, hello there. Welcome. This isn't a normal thing. What in the world is this?
What?
Welcome to GRD commentary track number 5. How's that?
Okay, we'll go with that one.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You may have heard us do a fantastic show not that long ago.
What number was that show?
GRD's weekly episode
69, dudes!
In which we talked all about Bill and Ted. And that fine program is available over at geekradiodaily.com. Along with other fine pieces of entertainment that you can get. If you'd like to kick back and watch it with us, we're about to watch the classic, released in 1989 film, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It stars Alex Winter, Keanu Reeves, and somebody else. George Carlin. Yes,
George Carlin. Yes.
See, everyone's looking at me like I'm weird. If you'd like to kick back and watch it, we're going to maybe talk a little bit about it. You might learn something before it's through, but we're going to have a good time. So throw in your DVD, hit play. You're going to see the lion. Look, there's the lion. He's roaring. The screen is going to go to black. When it goes to black, pause. And we're going to give you the countdown. And here it comes in 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Oh, look at there.
You pushed the button.
It's Orion.
Space, the final frontier. Oh, wait.
Orion, they're bankrupt now. That's so sweet.
Are they? Wow.
Yeah, they've been bankrupt for a while now.
Oh, well.
Not due to this film, though.
This one made money.
They were with the distributor that did go bankrupt. This was originally filmed in 1987. Mm-hmm. It was set to be released in 88. DEG, the original distributor, went bankrupt. Orion picked it up, and the rest, is history.
That's rather phallic, isn't it?
Or it's giving you the finger.
Because it's Nelson Entertainment. Okay, fine.
I got it.
Yeah, okay,
thank you.
That's an adverb.
I understand you like those. Do. This is not like hardly dated by the 80s at all.
Oh, no.
No.
It's Bill and Ted's Adventure. Hell no. It's Bill and Ted's
Excellent
Adventure. I'm not going to say what that looks like.
I will.
No, you won't.
Hey, look what I can make with my spirograph.
Ooh, it's pretty.
Keanu Reeves originally auditioned for the role of Bill. And Alex Winter originally auditioned for the role of Ted.
That's a ring pop from hell there.
Oh, dude.
It looks delicious.
What flavor is that? Honeysuckle something?
Yeah, I would
pumpkin.
Go with that.
Pumpkin.
Anyone else have the soundtrack to this movie?
No.
I certainly did.
It's a good one.
I had both of them. Thank you.
Gene Wheatland, isn't that a...
Bernie Casey. Woo! I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Gene Wheatland.
He was great in Hobgoblins.
Oh. From the Go-Go's. No, she's Joan of Arc, right?
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Look at you. Newman.
Oh, no. They're getting crushed by the gem. Oh, wait. Okay.
It's a ring pop.
Truly outrageous.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I went
You went there?
I did.
Damn. Why?
If you heard the Sweekly we did, Bill and Ted started as a stand-up act where they would just talk about current events. There was a third character named Bob that... he didn't work out so well, so...
Bob got crushed by the gem.
Yeah. Bill and Ted and Bob just doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
Those are the guys, Chris and Ed, who were... Bill and Ted is based on them, right?
Absolutely. And if you don't blink, you might see them later on in the film. Ooh, foreshadowing.
You mean
kids.
I gotta not blink this entire film?
That's right.
That's right. Damn. Get your toothpicks out.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you. Wow.
I wonder how their football team is now.
It rules. The dirt. Shit's clean.
I want clean dirt.
Mini golf scores are way down. I love that line.
California would be pretty awesome.
Well,
if you didn't fall in the ocean.
Lex Luthor doesn't get there first.
Or Kyle Broflovsky and the kids from South Park.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like all holographic-y looking.
I was trying to remember how to spell Wild Stallions. Not too long
Try
ago.
Try this incorrectly.
Esquire!
Esquire!
How do you actually become Esquire?
Well, it's for either lawyers or for like people who are gentlemen, you know, been knighted.
Yeah, like really? Esquire. Esquire okay. is a sign of reaching a status in the society where you're recognized as a gentleman. It's most commonly known in America as being a lawyer.
Mm. Okay.
He's neither of those.
He could be a gentleman.
Or guitar player right now.
Did you go out with him and have it end in tears and shame? You don't know.
No, that's true. You don't have to be good as long as you're loud, right?
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Look at their outfits.
But these go to 11. What?
1988.
Classic.
What a simpler time.
Nice car, dude.
Dude. Where's my car? They got the power. First, our gay porn.
Oh, stop. Slash.
They'll drink all your booze.
You know, after this came out, Eddie Van Halen was like, yeah, I joined their band.
Awesome. Well, they were most excellent.
And thus the logic circle
is complete.
Oh, see?
Air guitar. Okay.
How long after this movie came out did you do that?
What, about 5 minutes afterwards?
In the parking lot, maybe?
Yeah.
And the belly shirt, like... He would so get his ass kicked nowadays, right?
That's Coronado High School in Scottsdale, Arizona. I thought you'd like to know that.
Four.
I love this. Well, yeah, he wasn't that tall. We've seen the pictures.
Well, he's not wrong.
Oh.
Got boner.
Don't make me come over there. He sells this. See?
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
And he's just talking about his career going, oh my God, I had to become a teacher? Seriously? My summers are often not that important.
I think you would appreciate Bill and Ted versus some of the students you do get.
It's true. If he had his foot up on the desk, and I would have been like, I would have had a problem with that.
See, he's trying to be a lawyer.
Yeah. That a goddamn thing.
Well, Napoleon was a short and dead dude. Mm-hmm. Socratic Method
was his first name.
Was a great leader.
Is anything like the Rhythm Method? Seriously, what?
Wow.
Right into the ground. Right into the ground, dude.
Hey, it took like, what, 5 minutes?
That's what she said.
He's been in tons of other things that I cannot think of.
Bernie Casey?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in Revenge of the Nerds.
That's what I was thinking of. He was like mm-hmm. the...
He runs the Lambda,
yeah. Lambda National.
National chairman, yeah.
Wow.
You put what? Liquid heat in their jocks?
What?
Good for you nerds. I mean, good for you guys.
How are they going to get an A+? That's not possible.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, see, and there we go. There's your plot.
There it is. Right away. There. Congratulations.
Talk about organically weaving it into the structure.
Yeah.
That mural, the art teacher at Coronado High School, Mr. Grotti, and the students did that in the early 60s.
And when they tore down the auditorium, they actually moved the pieces of the mural. Or it was at the Oro Mosaic. There's something at the school
that
they preserved.
They damn well better have done that.
Why is the tall guy carrying everything?
Because the muscle is the short guy. Come on now. Is there a way to funk, you know, fantastically? I mean, Mom.
Wow. Dude. Her hair is awesome.
Shut up, Ted.
Bill's mom.
He's got me going.
Kettle corn. Mm.
Now see, right away.
Mm-hmm.
God, this movie works on so many levels.
Ah, damn.
Of course not.
Me, father?
Oh, crap.
Oh, damn.
Flunk out or get kicked out?
Dun, dun, dun.
Got him on a first name basis there.
Colonel.
That sounds wrong.
That's not gay at all, no.
Hal Landon there was on an episode of Mad Men recently. He's been on Numbers, an episode of My Name is Earl. He's been in tons of stuff. No!
No!
And get rid of that hair, dude! Damn.
Why Alaska of all places?
Why? Yeah, really?
Because it's the opposite of California. Come on now.
That's true. It would be the ultimate punishment.
Thank you, Clarence Clemens. Now go play the saxophone.
Oh, and the special effects? Ridiculous.
Why are the chairs floating? That's what I want to know. Why?
It's the future.
Well, yeah, but apparently everything doesn't make sense then.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the TARDIS.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
They made a time machine out of a phone booth?
Never work.
Brilliant.
And it's bigger on the inside.
You know, okay, I read Mad Magazine and Cracked Magazine. In the Cracked Magazine parody, Doctor Who threatens to sue Rufus.
Awesome.
Tom Baker, of course.
He's the quintessential doctor. Wow, 20 cents! Infinity!
And beyond!
Wow. You can't even find a phone booth nowadays.
Sorry, Colin Farrell.
They can't get jackets that fit.
Don't you remember in Back to the Future 2, we determined that clothes were worn inside out and in all kinds of weird ways.
That is true.
Mm.
Focus, dude. Focus. We've all been here. Who hasn't had to cramp for something like an exam, something?
I did that. I had to spend 48 hours a week making a project. I had 18 weeks to do.
Oh, dude, Madball. Look, it's a Madball.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was in a Blockbuster video once, and this little boy pointed to a Madball's videotape and said to his mom, "Mom, don't rent this movie. It's evil." Don't know what that was about.
Sweet. No, it's your stepmom, and that's okay.
It's only a thing of legalities there, sir. Yeah.
It's not okay.
All right, if she's only like 4 years older than you, it's just fine.
They went to the same high school at the same time.
That's true. That's true.
Thanks for my burnt food.
What kind of sandwich you suppose that is, anyway?
Grilled cheese.
Sort of.
Burnt grilled cheese.
Scorched cheese.
It's Cajun.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Wait a minute. Did we just besmirch the good name of Mr. Ryan?
Possibly.
Well, her name has long since been besmirched.
Yeah, notice I didn't offer any.
Yeah, her virtue has been gone a long time.
Isn't that his room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, somebody's got to get laid in it. Somebody's got to get laid in that room.
Shut up, Ted.
We should do a drinking game every time he says, "Shut up, Ted."
I've got a beer.
Drink.
Glub, glub, glub. Oh, the Circle K. The first time I saw a Circle K after this movie came out, I had never seen one before. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, it's a Circle K.
They really exist.
Video rentals to go. Remember when your convenience stores would rent movies?
Wow. God.
The Circle K in San Dimas at the corner of Walnut and Bonita Avenue.
Thanks, Flo.
Wow. Yeah. When Flo retires, she works at a convenience store. Uh-oh.
It's Ghostbusters.
And I was about to say, we've seen that particular storm sequence before.
Stock footage.
Don't cross the streams.
Was that a Van Halen t-shirt that he's wearing?
I believe it is.
Yes,
Why,
it,
yes
is.
It is.
Yes, it is. back before there were 18-year-old kids in the band.
What an entrance, right? One Great of the entrance. Best entrances in all.
Rufus rewritten a little bit. He was originally a guy that was a sophomore in high school. 28-year-old, I think, or 30, right. Something like that. We miss you, George.
Yeah, we do.
They're about to rip a hole in the space-time continuum.
Everyone in their life has said that line. See, you have to watch this like 3 times for the time travel to make sense and for you to realize that it does make sense.
I've always wanted to create a graphical representation of the timeline of Bill and Ted.
Would it look like a bowl of spaghetti? All wibbly wobbly timeline.
Hey, what was that really cool episode we did?
69, dudes!
Awesome. Okay.
Rufus in the background going, look at you dumbasses.
So, you ready for the timey-wimey part? They tell the old version of Bill and Ted that that's Rufus. Rufus never told the old Bill and Ted who he was.
Wow, so how did they know?
Because when they got to this part, they showed up and told him. One second.
Hang on.
Alaska, Ted.
Like your mom's going to get nailed in your bedroom.
Yeah, right. That was not bodacious.
Comparatively speaking, you know. Don't we all lie to ourselves?
Yes, we do.
His logic is flawless.
A little too existential for this.
One, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 4, 3, 0. No, I lost it.
Close.
Lost it. I've always tried to figure these things out.
Does anybody notice how young these guys are in this movie?
Well, wow. It was 87 it was filmed, so.
I know, but still, I mean, you just look back and go, wow, Keanu Reeves was that young.
And look at this like early computer like animation. It's like a screensaver.
This exact footage was used in the PC game of Bill and Ted. Whenever you went through time, they would show you this little sequence.
Well, they probably spent a lot of money on it.
I'm sure they did.
Oh.
And see, it blends into the
surroundings. I love how stupid he is, but at the same time, his vocabulary, right? Just doesn't go together.
Stock footage.
Oh, yeah. That's from the 1956 version of War and Peace.
Wow. Well, you gotta save money somehow.
What about this part? Is this from that movie, too?
Yeah, actually, it is. They got the same guy to play him. They just used some makeup. It was beautiful.
From 1950.
Yeah. What I said to you?
He said, A, and that translates into move it.
Kiss.
Come on. all. And thus accidentally.
Yeah, that's not inconspicuous at all.
Well, no one else noticed.
Oh.
My house. Important plot point.
You must not feed him after midnight.
Phone book has legs. Don't forget to wind your watch.
With a really cool time machine.
Yeah.
Now, Napoleon here, Terry Camilleri, he's still working. He was just in something called Coffin Rock that came out last year. He was in Knowing. He was the cashier in Knowing. Thank you, IMDb.
Thank you, IMDb. For that knowledge.
He played Tony O'Malley in 4 episodes of Renegade. Huh? Renegade?
Oh, the Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas show.
Oh, wow.
He ain't dead. That's why my answer was wrong. He wasn't dead. Yeah.
Deacon.
Is that... Who is that?
Babysit Napoleon.
Deacon is played by... Frasier Bane.
Okay. So, yeah.
You act like you knew what that meant.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. I have no idea.
No, but he kind of looks like... he might grow up and be O'Connell.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. It looks like Jerry O'Connell.
He's the casting director on Big Brother.
Really? Well, it's good that he still has a job.
He's producer for The High Life, Man vs. Vegas, 30 Seconds to Fame. Never heard of it. Miscellaneous crew on the Half Hour News Hour. Never heard of it.
No, that's okay.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, Ryan.
Because if we say
look
back
at the
in
rainbow,
time.
Rainbow.
That's before the homosexual agenda had confiscated the rainbow. Homosexual agenda, sorry.
Wow.
Trying to say without laughing. I tried. Cops is filmed live in Ted's house.
Damn.
I haven't failed yet, Dad.
I got till tomorrow. Hey.
Come on, Dad.
Go to bed, old man.
Tippy Van Halen.
Ah. Wait, that's like a code. That's awesome. It's a time machine and a fully functional phone booth. He's lucky he didn't dial himself to the Cretaceous era just then.
He probably did the first time.
The Ben Stiller Show had a wonderful... riff on Quantum Leap and all these time travel things. It was C-minus time traveler. She was trying to fix things in history, but only got like C-minus in history, so didn't go
That's
well.
That's great.
Otherwise, your dad's going to take that ticket and wait the 1 year to try to use it again like the airlines let you do.
Back in the day. Fruit.
Dude, some other characters that you will not see coming up in this. There was John the Serf, who didn't quite make it.
Oh well,
what, from like medieval times?
Yeah.
Serfs up.
Babe Ruth didn't make it into the film.
Oh well.
Charlemagne, whom they called Charlie Mangay, didn't make it.
Wow. Really, the Mangay one didn't make it in there.
No.
Go figure.
Oddly enough,
how do you not recognize
because
that?
Because he's a cop.
Oh, that's it.
And it would have required peripheral vision. He's a villain in a movie, so therefore, no peripheral vision, and strange things like electricity circling or squirreling on the ground.
Yeah.
He's not going to notice.
No, no whatsoever.
Meanwhile, on the set of Young Guns. Oh. Thank you for that.
Right.
What in the wild, wild world of sports is going on here?
Every comedy needs, you know, dick and fart jokes.
Got to have the outhouse.
Uh-huh. I wonder if someone takes a try to take a dump in there.
Well, I just kind of... like Westworld, dude.
Yeah, act natural.
Yeah, right.
You blend.
See, I'm sorry. They sell this the whole way through.
Oh, yeah, they do. They you believe know? It the entire time. If it was anything that was like tongue-in-cheek, it would solely kill it.
Yeah, it's just...
They are in character the entire time.
Yeah, there's no fourth wall stuff, you know, at least not by them.
Because if they ever did a remake, you know, there would be...
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a spoof on itself.
Okay, the bartender, I kid you not, that actor's name is Duncan MacLeod.
Duncan MacLeod.
There can be only, can be one, only one bartender.
Wow.
Well, be, on the TV beer. Show anyway. Yeah.
That guy.
Awesome. Emilio Estevez in a role that will surprise you. Not the Billy the Kid.
He's got a gun.
Apparently, everybody else is a girl.
Dan Shore, most recently, Billy the Kid there, most recently in My Angel, My Hero. It's in post-production. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is a government tax plan.
Yeah, right? Mr. the Kid. Shares a, you know, famous middle name with lots of other celebrities. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog and Billy the Kid starring. Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude! Bold.
Gulp.
Yeah, that's inconspicuous at all.
You could have sold that, dude.
Really? And they're just sitting there going, what's going on?
Well, things happen around Bill and Ted, you
yeah.
know?
Apparently everybody's pissed because he was cheating.
Well, you know, they're in a Old West saloon. One person throws a fight, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll work. If it's an Old West saloon, someone slides on a bar. But how did he get there? There's not another bar.
It was a double wide bar.
They just threw him. And the first glory
had like a hole.
What?
I get it now.
Yeah. What?
What? A dead bird. Oh, he Melvin'd him.
Let's run to this thing.
They're lucky no one used it as an outhouse.
Who's who? They didn't.
Yeah, I'll bring you back to this exact place. Don't worry about it.
It'll be just fine.
Witches.
It's a witch!
Burn them!
Burn them! I got better.
I didn't see nothing. Y'all didn't see nothing.
Where'd the Nerf ball come from?
Really? It was in the phone booth.
Oh, okay.
You know, standard phone booth procedure.
Mm-hmm. Instead of bringing a towel, you always bring your Nerf ball.
So great.
See? If you're going to study, you got to have your book with you. Knowledge is power, kids. Knowledge is power.
You guys are geniuses.
Now, this is Tony Steedman as Socrates.
Hi, Tony.
He's probably best known for this, obviously. Well, yeah. But I find it interesting that he was the mayor in Married with Children. He was in 3 episodes.
Oh, okay.
You know who would play him if they did a remake now? Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor yes. would absolutely play Socrates. He was also in the 1994 Iron Man. He was Justin Hammer.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I mean, do we keep it on an up note? Do we say when we lost some of these folks? Because some of these folks are no longer with us.
No,
well,
no.
I would think, you know, 1987, 20 years ago. Wow.
Wait.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yes!
You get it! I have no idea what you're saying.
These are the days of our lives.
Yeah, we won't give you any poison hemlock or anything. You can come with us.
That's how you save on special effects, ladies and gentlemen.
Off-screen teleportation.
Yep.
For my horror movie drinking game, every time there's off-screen teleportation, you have to drink.
See, he hasn't said shut up, Ted, in a while.
No, he hasn't. So
but
I've
if you wanted to
anyway.
Get really, really drunk, you would drink every time they said dude.
Oh, wow.
Just a sip.
Still.
Right over
and
there.
It's Jeff Foxworthy, ladies and gentlemen.
The Castle Ark. How great would it be for Bill and Ted to be taunted by Frenchmen now?
Yeah.
Or the knights who say me.
So, Crates. Come on now. I'm in charge. I'm Billy the Kid. Let's see if we got in here. Look, I got a football.
Ooh, hey.
You know
hi,
what?
Hi, chicks.
You know what? I said in episode 69, dudes, that she was topless in Tomboy. No, she was topless in The Last American Virgin, Diane Franklin.
I remember that movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that movie.
A good movie.
Yeah, that was screwed up at the end, though.
She's also Amityville 2, The Possession, topless, but that's weird because she's topless in front of her brother.
Yeah, that could be weird.
Could be.
That could be. It could be
considered
very weird.
Could you explain to me a time where that wouldn't be weird?
If he was blind.
That's the Bruce.
It would work.
At geekradiodaily.com.
Nice. How'd they get in the armor?
One piece at a time.
Teleportation. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Iron Man, dude. Ha, ha.
And then fall over. That'd been hilarious. Boom.
Oh, wait. There went a guy looking for a six-fingered man.
My name is Indigo Montoya.
Ow.
I'm Luke Bill.
Ha. They can't CGI when you move your lips like that. They just can't CGI that out.
Oh, oh.
Focus. Wait, dude. Focus.
I'm Alaska.
Oh, no.
Action, adventure, romance.
And a dead Ted. No!
Now they're going to fail for sure.
Well, only Bill will fail at this point.
No, Ted will fail. Because Ted's dead.
Ted's dead, dude.
Ted's dead.
Ted's dead. I guess it's Bill's excellent adventure that turned out to be not as cool. What keeps those torches burning?
I don't know.
Little oil reserves in them or something?
Maybe.
Or?
Yeah. Propane.
Propane and propane and accessories.
Propane accessory.
Pumpkins? Randomly just pumpkins.
Gourds, I believe, actually, they're referred to as. See, I would think the remake is going to be the most interesting in how they change the Valley speak. What's the Valley speak now?
Not hot.
What?
Not hot. I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there was just the one.
Damn.
A battle cry that inspired millions.
The only thing better than that was spoon.
Not the lettuce.
Not in the face. Not in the face.
Yeah.
Completely.
Hey, now. Well, that wouldn't be allowed now.
That wouldn't
be allowed now.
Somebody would be throwing a fit. Somebody would blog about it.
Boys, ooh. I understand they're different than us.
They didn't really have contractions back then.
When did contractions come about exactly?
Same time that song came out from Schoolhouse Rock?
No, that's conjunction junction.
Oh, is it? Oh, well then, damn.
Wow.
I don't know anything.
So her
hair is crimped.
I want to fuck you like an animal.
Oh. What is she? She's sort of redheaded. That's Kimberly Cates, whom was naked in Chained Heat 2, by the way.
Thank you, Mr. Skin.
Keanu Reeves was naked-ish in The Matrix. He didn't really see anything.
Yeah, he was.
I don't care. He's not my type.
I'm just saying, let's be equal opportunity.
Well, that's your job.
Yeah, I looked up all the naked ladies. Yes. So you should have looked up the naked males.
So what was Rufus naked in?
Oh no.
Dude, you're old.
So the guy there in the front, he actually gets credited as Royal Ugly Dude.
Awesome.
Duke of Ted.
I was gonna keep going.
I know. We didn't.
I love that he's holding. Excellent.
Oh, wait, that sucks.
Is it bogus still technically exists on some level, doesn't it?
No one says none of the kids say it anymore. Whack. It would be whack.
Oh, that's whack.
That's whack.
Now, if you remember at the beginning, this said that this was directed by Stephen Herrick.
Yeah.
He also directed the 1993 Disney, quite well done, Three Musketeers.
Oh.
If you've seen that movie and not this one, let's just say this was a dry run for something there.
Is it a ripoff if you rip off yourself?
No. I think it's an homage to yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll go that one.
That or it's...
Couldn't think of anything else to do.
I was going to say a masturbatory...
That's Billy Flynn at GeekRadioDaily.com.
I would love to hear how Billy explained to Socrates exactly what to do.
Dust, wind, dude.
Dude.
You know what? Billy, break out the boomstick and everybody will run in the other direction.
It's true. He's out of bullets.
Well, you don't know where you're going next.
Yeah.
That's true. It could be worse.
Oh, Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
Bring out your dead.
That'll do, pig. Did we see Mythbusters, how they're in a chase scene, there's always a fruit stand that gets knocked over?
And how it's not, you know, great physics.
Well, the horses aren't going to crumble on impact, so.
That's
and
true,
workmanship in the 1500s was not the greatest.
Get out of the way.
Oh, no, those three pieces of wood there.
Really? That didn't tip over?
Inconceivable.
It's tied down.
Thank you, Daffy Duck.
Pick anything.
No, you... You're not dealing with AT&T. You know, Keanu Reeves has said that he'd be willing to do a third one of these at any time.
It's awesome. Well, you gotta respect your roots.
Oh no.
Oh damn. Well, you know, Alex Winter ain't doing a whole heck of a lot of anything right now, so let's make that happen.
The three most important people in the world, Clarence Clemens, Martha Davis, and Fee Waybill. What the hell is... Yeah. Someone's parents were hippies.
Someone's parents didn't like
them. Did some drugs.
Didn't like them at all. That's why he was a theater geek, man. He got his ass kicked every day in school. We call him Fee.
I understand. I speak jive.
That ain't Eddie Van Halen.
No, it's even better, dude. It's Wild Stallions. I love this soundtrack. I still have this soundtrack. I bet I can, give me 30 seconds, I can put my hands on this CD.
Really? Why? The floating chairs?
It's the future. Once they got flying cars down, mm-hmm. Everything else
was golden.
Imagine that when you go to a restaurant and it's a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a flying like bench that you're sitting on, and the food just sort of drifts by, and you grab it.
That'd be cool.
Absolutely,
that'd be cool. Well, that's just lazy, then.
Now, if this is Wild Stallions music, this would be Keanu Reeves singing. So obviously, this is Dog Star.
That's his solo project when they broke up. Well, even in Dogstar, he was just a bassist.
Yeah. And he plays bass quite well, I might add.
Well, I mean, if he went on tour, I mean, he didn't suck.
They played the 930 Club.
Did they?
That's how I met Keanu Reeves, working at another universe in Georgetown.
Cool.
He was walking around when they were there going to play that night. And he doesn't talk like Ted, by the way, just for folks that want to know.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves does not actually talk like Ted.
Does he talk like Neo?
Or Constantine?
What was his character's name in Speed?
I don't know.
Hotshot. Quiz Hotshot. See, and the first time they is in the future. Oh my god. It works on so many levels. Although it is a history report due in the future.
Ha! Oh.
Not that far in the future.
True.
I wonder what Steve Van Zandt's doing right now.
Let's do it now, dude. It's
Clarence Clemons. Thanks for everybody else out there who didn't get that one.
Their future's so bright. They gotta wear shades.
Oh, snap.
Now, let's go with flash forward for a second.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Do they know that that was gonna happen?
No. Because it happened after they sent...
Thank you. All right.
Here we go.
Ed Solomon, Chris Matheson, the annoying waiters. In fact, Ed is the stupid waiter, and Chris is credited as the ugly waiter. Ziggy Pig being a reference to Timely Comics. Yeah, that's Marvel for all of you people that go old school. This is kind of like the gunslinger in a way.
Spoon.
See,
yeah,
right.
And there is no blue food.
Ha! On God.
Dude, you're not going to get to second base with treating a girl like that.
She's 11. 12?
Okay, still.
Ziggy Piggy, Ziggy Piggy. I was a Ziggy Pig? Not I am a Ziggy Pig?
Yep. Oh, he was when he ate it.
He's a short dead dude. So yes, was.
Yeah. Ew. They don't clean those, you know.
They also had an NES, a Game Boy, Atari Lynx, and Commodore 64 Bill and Ted game.
So remind me of the timeline in San Dimas. It was nighttime when they left.
Yes.
Is it? And the report is the very next morning.
Next afternoon.
It's the next afternoon.
Next afternoon.
They're scheduled for 3 o'clock or 3:15, yeah. Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Wow. Way to pull that.
Thanks.
Because they have time to do all this stuff. Okay.
Fruit, dude.
Now, mind you, he was probably loading cocaine at this time, but it's okay.
That's Rod Loomis. Wow, who was in 3 episodes of The Bold and the Beautiful. There you go. Yes, constantly in Freud's dreams, he was tied up.
Yeah.
Did you know Freud was a cross-dresser?
No. I did not know that.
That's where Freudian slip comes from. Thank you.
Oh. Thank
you. I'm here all week. Enjoy the buffet.
Tip your waiter. Try the veal.
And we walked right into that, too.
Crap. If he starts playing the Lonely Man theme right now, that'd be outstanding.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
This is Robert Barron playing Beethoven, who was in 2 episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's not the first thing I put in my credits.
He was Leonard in 2 episodes of L.A. Law.
That I would do.
There you go. Susan Day, right?
No prelude anymore. Yeah. Now they just snatch
Susan
them.
Day. Well, they're running out of time. You know.
Well, if you got to wind his watch.
The medieval dicks really slowed things up for them. Yes. And this is?
Uh-huh.
Joan of Arc.
Miss Orleans.
And this is, who plays her?
Oh, Jane something from the Go-Go's, right?
That's right.
Wyman, yeah.
Not Jane Wyman.
Oh, not Jane Wyman.
Weiland.
Jane Wyman was married to Ronald Reagan for the love of God.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. Well, it's an old movie.
Jane Wyland.
Oh, yeah.
She was also the singing telegram girl in Clue.
Yes, she was.
And out of, I showed that to my students this year, and all classes, that was their favorite part.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, because
I am your singing telegram. Boom.
She was in 5 episodes of Mission Hill, which was a funny little cartoon that got canceled way before its time. It's better than one.
There you go.
It's good to be the king.
Damn right it is.
Con!
Oh, somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
Keep feeding me. You're next. There you go.
This is Al Leung, who was Neil in 3 episodes of 24 in the 2002 series.
Twinkie?
He was one of the guys in the Japanese boat, the fishing crew, in the 1998 American version of Godzilla.
Godzilla!
Of course, he was also Lewis in Double Dragon, the movie.
Wow.
Candygram.
It's Landshark.
It's Grandma.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Robert Barron's Abraham Lincoln. Oh, my God. Who the hell was Beethoven?
Oh.
Oh, Beethoven was Clifford David. I'm sorry. Getting my people wrong.
Someone at home was screaming.
It's like, it's about damn time you got it right.
Exceeding capacity?
The fact that you're standing in it sideways.
Now, remember?
When you land.
The medieval dick hit it as they were moving.
Dickweed.
Dickweed, I'm sorry. If only they had gotten MacGyver.
He'd be able to fix that with like paper clips and stuff.
How much money did he give them? They had enough for a Ziggy Piggy and bowling?
He still looks like Jerry O'Connell to me.
He's not, though.
I know.
And Deacon, Jerry O'Connell was fat when he was a kid.
Yeah,
Deacon's
I know.
A smooth pimp. Wow.
You're going to cheat at bowling with kids.
Really?
Well, he's Napoleon. Attends! This is the greatest bowling scene ever. No.
Man!
Yeah, so now they give us subtitles for what he's saying.
Not ever. Yeah, not the other parts.
The one thing that I think every American knows, if Americans know nothing else, it's how to swear in other languages. You know, with the cash, the shekels, the greenbacks.
Watch out, Salt.
Okay, if you run a bowling establishment, do you normally let fully dressed Napoleon cosplayers into your...
Could be a con that weekend. It is San Dimas.
And apparently it is still nighttime.
Good to know.
Okay. It looked like daytime in the... maybe the lights were just really bright in the Ziggy Piggy.
Well, they have to have the lights on for the excitement.
Dude, you got ditched.
$1 million BC. Dude, I could go for some pudding right now.
Who travels with a snack pack?
That's a couple of snack packs.
Ted Theodore Logan. They're not called the great ones because they don't carry snack packs.
You need some gum.
And see, The Lost World ripped this off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that gum there, Lincoln?
Gross.
Mind you, the passing the gum left and right was...
Pass the gum to the left on side.
Know. They might have some old diseases
save
before they're a vaccine.
Hymens? What did that say?
Humans.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. So he got that from a dolphin. That's fantastic.
Oh, God. Who knows where they're going to end up? Geico. So easy. I can't
And he had gum, too. What's up with that?
Quest for time travel. It's then.
'69, dude.
Whoa.
Reeves like, yeah, I deal with this all the time. See, Rufus never introduced himself. Duh. What a moron. Have you ever tried watching to see if you can actually see everyone else in the phone booth the first time around?
No, but I really don't think they were all in there.
I'm big. Your mother liked it. Lincoln, no! Now, those are some high-waisted pants.
Seriously.
Well.
Remember those headphones?
I do.
Oh, my God.
They lasted quite a while, you know, various, because they were workout ones.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Beethoven. Ha!
She does them. Bob Genghis Khan.
Oh my God, really? Now Missy there, Amy Stock Poynton, is just in a movie, it's in post production, where she plays Mimi in something called Leading Ladies.
Good to know.
Well, and if you want to see if she still wears the high waisted pants.
Wow, those are any higher, they'd be around her neck.
USA Today. It was new at the time. That's so cute. Don't do it, man.
No. Stop drinking out of that. You're not the dog.
But we all know Billy the Kid would cheat.
It was established. Oh, my God.
He was trying to smoke it.
It looks like a cigar.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
The San Dimas Mall. Every single shot of this filmed at the Metro Center Mall in Phoenix, Arizona.
Whoops.
It's since been remodeled, though, so if you were trying to go there and walk around, it doesn't exist anymore.
Goddamn kid is on the escalator again.
The Orange Julius is probably closed.
That's a shame.
Woo.
Did he give them all drugs in the phone booth? I mean, come on.
Time travel causes that.
Originally, they were all supposed to give their history reports in the classroom with using the blackboard and stuff. Not as exciting as having a full-on stage.
Oh, yeah. Nothing stage fright for your final exam.
And this guy's got, is all of his history classes doing this?
Yeah, seems to be.
Okay.
May have,
that's
three teachers.
Lot.
Okay, 2:45.
Hey, dude, you were close.
It was close.
Let them eat fast food. Ha! Huh.
Slushies! The medieval brain freeze.
New jade Chinese food. He cheated at bowling.
Yeah. Try to scoff up all too much of his Ziggy Piggy. Wasn't his, man.
Where?
Whorehouse. Oh, that's my other guess.
Waterloo. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. I like Dan Van version of that better.
It's better than
Abba's
version.
Oh,
God, I
that
love
That does not
water
look
slides.
Safe.
No.
Well, that's what makes it fun. Obviously,
I do
this
love
is
the
a
water park.
Real water park that they're doing here.
It's in Arizona as well, right?
I'm going to say yes. Oh,
she would
die. See, nowadays the lifeguards are all like, don't do that.
Well, the lifeguards can go to hell because our, you know, I don't know about you guys, but my buddies, we would all go up there. We would race down the water slides.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready, everybody? One, two, three, go!
I think I won a contest that one time. They actually did that at a water park in Virginia Beach. I got a free passes back to the water park.
What is this?
There you go.
Ah!
Safety first.
He also used to work at the department store with Ralphie when he went to see Santa. Come on, kid.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Do you like the enclosed water slides or the open water slides better? The ones where it feels like you could slide off the side and die at any moment.
I like the open ones when you have a tube, like an inner tube. Those are the best. Well, dude, that can get you kicked out of the park nowadays.
Yeah, really. I throw you out of the park.
Okay, greatest water slide story ever. My two stepbrothers are down for the summer. We go. The youngest one, he goes down. Me and his older brother, we ride down double so you can get the speed going.
Yeah.
We turn a corner and we see an empty mat. And we're like, okay, that's odd. We turn another corner. He's standing up trying to run down the slide because he came off of the mat. We ran right into him. Thunk.
Did you ever try to like stop and wait for everybody else to catch up to you?
No. I was all about the speed. I was scared too. But no, it's fantastic. That little moment before gravity takes over right there. God, right. I love that. No! No, no, no! Now, what did he do all night, I wonder? That seems to be, it should be a side project film all its
that
own.
That should be.
All the 80s.
Yes, nothing like doing exercises in the middle of the gym while everybody can watch you.
Is this even the gym? Oh, the Astros?
Wow.
This isn't even a gym, dude. This is just a...
This is like Muscle Beach in the ball.
The burgeoning aerobics movement. Hard Bodies 3, The Mall Years. God, every mall had one of these places selling
yeah,
pianos and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely did.
So he had some hearing at this point.
Yeah, he wasn't completely deaf, but he was working on it. Polar bar?
Really?
Hot dog on a bat.
Wow.
Zucchini on a bat.
Cheese on a bat.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey. It doesn't matter where in history you're from. If there's babes available.
There's always an icy.
Socrates. Okay, I get the one on the right.
And then his corn dog goes down.
He's not him.
There's a lot of little subtle jokes in this movie. Wow. got punked by Socrates.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
This could easily have turned into NC-17 territory, except it didn't exist in 1989.
That. And the ting that you would hear when hit somebody in the head with that thing.
Nice.
And scored.
Sir, don't make me get out my flashlight and jingle my keys at you.
It's a good thing it's not a Seth Rogen, or else he'd be dead.
Okay, pal. I prefer Rex Hamilton as Abraham Lincoln. This song. Come Out and Play.
Good Lord.
Was used by David Young, better known as C. Diddy, to win the 2003 Air Guitar World Championships in Oulu, Finland.
The finish had to go down. They did.
This song is by Extreme.
Extreme?
More really? Than words?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wholehearted. Yeah.
I'm not the greatest warrior of all time for nothing, bitches.
Oh, there Whing! It is. You know, forget giving Machete his own movie. Give me Genghis Khan in the mall.
The Casual Corner.
I think it's a hot topic now.
Probably.
Wow. Go, girl. She took over, and everyone enjoys her a lot more than me, so I want her arrested. Walden Books! We miss you, Walden
awesome.
Books.
They're on the way out. Sorry. And the photo finish, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Photos in an hour or less.
Ice rink in the mall.
The last mall I knew that had an ice rink was the mall in Greensboro, North Carolina, but it's been gone a long, 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 long time. I knocked down my entire family all at one time at that ice rink.
You aimed, huh?
No, I just sort of slipped and everyone was holding on to me because I was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
It was a domino effect.
All 27 of them went down one time.
Wow. She didn't signal. It says Socrates. It's funny. They have somebody speaking Mongolian there?
Oh, you crazy Mongolian. You knocked out my shit to the wall.
All right, that's it, pal.
Drink.
All right.
1-0.
So you just left him there? Well, that's good.
February 12th.
Wait a minute.
The same.
So, the Ataris that did that cover of Boys of Summer, they wrote a song entitled San Dimas High School Football Rules. Has nothing to do with this movie, but...
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Wow. And like, VCRs, dude. And then...
And then...
Woo!
Congratulations, you stoner.
Nah, just dumb jock.
Oh, they're going to have to hurry. Thank you, ADR plot device.
Set. Good boy.
Do you want a biscuit?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
dick.
Oh, that's just wrong, man. Did your parents ever threaten you with the military school?
No.
Okay.
No.
Must just be me then.
My father threatened me with a draft one time.
What?
Yeah, he said, sign up for the Army or you're going to get drafted. Kind of looked like it was stupid.
No, really. Dad, I know how to read.
It's here not we go. 1975. Sorry.
Of course we can go back in time.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
All right.
Where?
Let's ask myself.
Brilliant.
Great.
But you still didn't wind your watch.
Timey, wimey, wibbly, wobbly.
We gotta break people out of here. That lighting get a lot different for that one like dramatic scene.
Suddenly the cameraman goes for an Oscar.
Mm.
If you smoke around me, don't exhale. Okay.
Mm, okay.
The cigarette's still lit and smoking, you know, just...
Just don't inhale, yeah. Shoot him.
See?
Steal his gun.
Cops have no peripheral vision.
For a timer, yeah.
What do I say, dude? I love this stupid movie.
Ted? Marco?
Oh, if they went to get Marco Polo?
Yeah, that'd be even better. Yeah, because nobody else sees the two guys sneaking.
They're
in.
All on the phone, man.
Yeah.
Except for those guys who were
police business.
Who were debating watching
porn.
Oh,
look at that hair.
I know, right? Oh. I think Spot gave him a nerve pinch in in the porch home.
And I ran.
They're very sweet guys. God. Oh, my God.
See, this makes perfect logical sense to me.
It does. It does.
That you could totally do that.
Very few movies do their time travel right. Harry Potter did it right.
Messy.
Do you think that the universe of, like, putting your finger over your lips and going, shh, would work with, like, people from history?
I think so.
We got to let the hookers out, too.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Hmm?
His Van Halen shirt.
Yeah?
That's the 45 cover for Why Can't This Be Love.
Okay.
It's on John's office's wall.
Oh, okay.
Now, what was holding the trash can up just then?
Magic.
No!
He's got to be the quarterback.
Of course he is. And he's 30.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's why he's that good.
No, dude.
No!
It's written in ink. It has to be true.
I don't believe you, dude.
John Landis in the middle there.
Thank you. I kept trying to think of who I could say that was.
Oh, power outage, brown out.
And then the zombies attack.
They would starve. Like, if they went after the football players, they would starve.
You know, it's a misnomer that zombies only eat brains. They eat the entire body. The brains are like the yummy dessert.
Oh, okay. Lighting.
See, they really raised the bar on reports.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing nobody had to follow them.
Oh, shit, they're shooting. They're shooting.
See, now that would get the SWAT team.
Yeah. And then take them apart. And then put them back
See,
together
Mr.
again.
Mr. Ryan is still like, I don't know yet. Esquire, thank you.
Theodore Logan!
Was she already... Oh, she...
Missy, I mean Mom.
Wonder how she got an A in the class.
She gave an outstanding oral report. See, they must have been reading the book while they were journeying.
Balasso Pfizer. Before George Bush, there was...
That's the philosophizer.
Oh, snap.
Yeah!
Yeah, pal! Edumacation.
And Dr. Phil was born.
You might have a point there.
Wow.
The sum of an isosceles triangle. Oh, wait.
I ain't got time. My bed gets more action than I do. Come on.
I'm gonna kick some ass. Do you think anyone ever puts together the fact there were all these historical people running through the mall and their report?
No.
No.
Because they were all here, not at the mall. They don't know.
They're playing Risk.
Okay. This is the actual diagram of the French invasion of Russia. They did historical pinpoint accuracy. And pudding for
Everybody's
all.
Everybody's got pudding.
Well, who doesn't? Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah.
That's a Yamaha DX100. I had that keyboard.
Wow.
Or it's a DX7, but it looked like some 100 to me.
Nope.
And it was his very, very unsuccessful mission there, right? It's Attack on Russia.
That's why the song's called Waterloo. Oh, dude.
That's where we're from.
See, kids, you got to step up your thing. Your styrofoam thing of the galaxy, not going to cut it anymore.
That we could find.
Didn't Olivia Newton-John wear that outfit in the physical video?
Something very similar to that.
Well, if you've got the abs, you know.
Stay away from the theater.
I had forefathers.
Are they saying your mom was a loose woman? What are they? This is a very moving speech.
It is.
Aww.
Don't mock this dude. See, this is why I believe I nominated him for president on that episode.
Mm-hmm. The endorsement of Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln. I mean.
And.
Party on, dude.
That's the greatest face ever. Oh my God, Abe Lincoln just said our thing, man.
Yeah.
If only he would go back in time and say that to somebody.
Well, they dropped him off at Ford's Theater afterwards and it was just, you know. Go, hey, you did good work for us. Go see a play. I think our American cousin is playing.
Woo! And their presentation had special effects.
It is... the future. Wait.
No. Woo! Everybody's got lighters because everybody smokes.
Wow.
Now it'd be cell phones.
Oh, which is so annoying.
The lighters or the cell phones?
The cell phones.
I don't know.
It is. If you're going to rock for real.
And I forgot. No, that's me. Oh. I like the beach cruiser on the wall.
Right?
Paint that red and it's Pee Wee Herman's bike.
No.
Pee Wee's bike is at the basement different. Of the Alamo.
I had a beach cruiser when I grew up. It was black. It was cool. Got stolen. Damn.
Nah.
That is a weird, crazy, bold statement to make.
Who could that be?
I don't know.
Telephone repairman?
Hello. There it is.
Hello. Whoa. Had time to get the hair did and everything.
I heard there was a deleted scene where they go to the prom.
You know, there was. And I don't know that that's ever been saved. I've never seen it. I'd like to have seen it.
I wonder where they send the bill.
See, that's why Wall Street collapsed.
Yeah.
They don't even have social security numbers and they got credit cards. Damn 80s. Greed's good, apparently.
Greed works. All right, tag out. I want the other one.
Wait, which one do you want?
Both.
No, you just said the other one.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm saying them. They kissed one, they trade you out.
Shut up.
Not everyone lives your lifestyle,
see,
Bruce.
And now we find out why they had to do this in the first place.
Yes, way.
Why would you put this movie on a shelf for 2 years? Why?
I don't know. Well, if you can't get anybody to watch it, you know.
Well, no, the distribution company had issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, Orion bought it. They said, every time they say a year in here, if you notice, they have to go back and redub it because all the years are wrong because it was supposed to come out in 87. And I know the kids are 87, 89, what's the difference?
Well, back then it was huge.
Huge, man. One was the year I graduated, one wasn't.
You forgot your CD.
That's like getting
80s guitars.
Wow. Yeah.
80s guitars.
Oh, with no hit? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh God! Who does this?
It's
forget.
It's the guy who did a lot of the music. Steve something.
Steve Sales. I think Steve Sales sounds right to me. Wow. Don't you wish music really respected the guitar? It doesn't do that anymore.
No. Mm.
These go to 11.
They must have a drum machine.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the title of the movie in.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they suck. That sells it right there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Thank you, Bill and Ted, for making us laugh at love again. Of course, we talked before at the show. This was huge. It made cartoons. It made video games. There was, of course, the Bill and Ted cereal.
Most excellent cereal.
See, Fee-Wee-Bill.
Fee-Wee-Bill, wow.
I couldn't make that up. I couldn't make that up at all. Of course, you got the TV show, the cartoon, the sequel. A third sequel was planned. They really... See, John the Surf is still billed, even though he's not in it.
He's there in it, yeah.
The third movie did not happen. A script was written. They took portions of the script and turned it into Biodome.
Oh, wow.
Holy Shore.
Holy
Shore. But Stephen Baldwin, Biodome.
Because that works.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that's I have absolutely no respect now whatsoever. That's horrible.
The phone booth was given away as part of a video game contest in Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Some lucky person won the phone booth.
Yeah.
Let's hope they took good care of it.
They better have.
They didn't. It's in somebody's garage somewhere.
Well, they should be taking that to Dragon Con and everywhere else, man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting your picture taken between the TARDIS and this phone booth?
Oh, awesome.
We got to find a phone booth and fake it.
If you've got the phone booth, give us a call.
Give
we know
call.
People. We can get you a spot somewhere.
Yes. You can sleep on the Vicar's floor. I mean, seriously, we can find you a room at Dragon Con.
1992, they started the Bill and Ted Excellent Halloween Adventure at Universal Orlando.
Will they save Santa Claus or something like that?
Halloween adventure.
Well, I know it's Halloween, but who cares? It's a holiday.
Bill and Ted threatened by an evil villain from whatever villain was big in a movie that year.
Oh, okay.
So that's how they... It was excellent, dude. What?
They had to go to Italy?
Apparently.
Wow.
The winner and still photographer, Thor Hansen!
Woo!
Thank you, MST.
Now, as we kind of come to the end here, when I was putting in the DVD, I realized that we have two copies of the movie.
We do have two copies of this movie.
You must have been like, you bought it and then it came out in a pack?
Something like that.
Yeah, probably.
So, if you do not already own a DVD copy of the movie Bill and Ted's
Excellent
Adventure,
or
even if you do, if you would like to win one... Let's see. What should we make the trivia? We said a lot of trivia facts about where the movie was made and all these kind of obscure things. If you remember the name of the mall specifically.
There you go.
Where they actually filmed this movie. Okay. Email me. I'll handle it.
Cool.
Flintstress@geekradiodaily.com. You just woke up the dog
nice.
With the ding. So like I said, the name of the Steve actual Sales. Mall there that they used to simulate the San Dimas Mall.
Yeah.
Email me and I'll take all the winners and draw a name from the hat and you'll get a DVD copy of the movie.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's what? Sign it.
Autographed oh, excellent. By we'll the GRD it. Crew.
We'll autograph. In fact, we even have some new buttons.
Yes, we do.
We'll throw you in a couple of new buttons, too. How's that?
All right. Wow. Prize
1989.
Pack
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Thank you so much for stopping by, watching the movie with us. Hope your popcorn was as good as ours. And always
nom,
remember,
nom, 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 nom.
You've got to wind your watch, man. You've got to wind your watch. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Party on, dudes!
Yeah!